Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We thank the Lord for blessing us, another privilege, an opportunity to gather in the Lord's name. Thank him for his goodness to us this day. Sorry that we're running just a little behind, but we thank the Lord. We had a birthday coming up, Lord willing, tomorrow. We thank the Lord that Sister Regina sees tomorrow. She'll be 80 years old. Wow, thank the Lord for that. So we're trusting the Lord. We just spent a little time and, you know, talking to Sister Regina and getting ourselves together. So we thank the Lord. We're sorry we're just a little behind schedule, but we thank God that he has blessed us to be here and be in the house of the Lord one more time. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We have quite a few that are out today, and we, no doubt due to the weather, we have Sister Holmes is online. We thank God for her being with us, not able to get out, and we thank God. And Sister's trying to reach Sister Carol, but we thank God for all the saints of God. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We just want to thank you. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing us to arrive here safely today. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us. Roof over our head, food, clothing, all the necessities in this life. We just want to say thank you from the depths of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for our police officer that's here this day and ask that you would watch over him, Lord God, while he's out there on the parking lot. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for how you have blessed him, how you have been with him. Ask that you remember him and his family, Lord God. We don't know much about him, but we just ask that you would remember his family in a mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for each one of the saints that are here this day and ask that you would bless them, dear Lord. Continue to be their guide and be their direction, Lord God, and to be their strength that they so desperately stand in need of. Father God in heaven, remember the saints that are still on their way, Lord God, here to the house of the Lord. Remember Sister India, Lord God, and Little Infinity, Lord God. They're on their way, dear Heavenly Father, and so we ask that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, this week, dear Heavenly Father, Little Infinity, Lord God, is going in for her surgery, Lord God, and so we're going to lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, as we've been doing each and every day, Lord God, and knowing, dear Father, that you're able to bless and be with her, Lord God, to bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, remember her mother. We thank you for Sister India, and we thank you for all that you've done for this dear young woman of God, dear Heavenly Father, as she, dear Heavenly Father, grows in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Thank you, Lord God, even for the struggles you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, her testimonies of what you have done for her and how you brought her through. We thank you for hearing that, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're able to do all things but fail, and you have been so faithful unto each and every one of us. Father God, this morning we want to thank you likewise for Sister Carol being on and ask that you would bless our dear sister there in the nursing, the healthcare facility, Lord God, where she is going through therapy, Lord God, getting more stronger and stronger in her body. Father, we know, and the Sister Regina said earlier today, she misses her dear sister, and we miss her too, dear Lord. But we're just asking, Lord God, that you would continue to strengthen her in every way she stands in need of. Remember our dear sister Lily, and likewise, Lord God, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Not able to get out, dear Father, weak in body, but Lord, we're thanking you, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to be with Sister Lillian, dear Heavenly Father. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weak, and give her the victory over the enemy of her soul. Father God, in heaven, likewise, we pray. Remember Sister Webb, dear Father. Thank you for what you've done for this, dear sister. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto her, Lord God, this day. Ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her testimony, Lord God, of your goodness, dear Lord. Thank you for how she's pressing on in spite of, Lord God, the body, dear Heavenly Father, failing her, dear Lord. But, Lord, you told us in the Word of God, dear Father, I'm reminded of the Scripture, though the inward man perish, the outward man is renewed day by – though the outward man, excuse me, perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And thank you for that renewal. Thank you, Lord God, for building us up. And thank you for strengthening us in your Word. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember all those who have called in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for all those who are online, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Thank you for Sister Ferris Day and her family. Thank you for providing her job, Lord God, that she was able to start, dear Heavenly Father, this week. We ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Sandy, Lord God, and her family, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer. Blessing be upon them. Remember Sister Carolyn, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her likewise, dear Father. Thank you for what you've done for Sister Fran, Lord God, and how you brought her through, Lord God. And she received the result, Lord God, and she's scheduled, dear Father, for surgery later on. I think it is in August, she told me, dear Father. So, Lord God, we ask that you would strengthen her, Lord God. She's got to go through a lot of therapy and various things to make sure she's strengthened for the surgery she's getting ready to go through. So, Lord, we know you know all things and you do all things well. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you would strengthen our dear sister and be with her in a mighty way, Lord God. She just wants to have a body, Lord God, that she can continue to glorify you and serve you, Lord God, that she's not in constant pain and aching, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, Lord God, that one day we all will have that glorious body, dear Heavenly Father. We'll have a new body, Lord God, when Jesus comes and receives us, Lord God. But here upon earth, Lord God, we know you're able, Lord God, to take away these pains and aches and heal us, dear Heavenly Father, so that we may serve you acceptably, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you remember the neighbors around this neighborhood, Lord God, and ask a special prayer for the Horn family, Lord God, as they still mourn the loss, dear Father, of their dear brother Ron, dear Heavenly, Rob, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would remember Rose, dear Father. We think about her often, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would speak to her heart and remember her brother Danny, I believe his name is. Remember him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember all the saints of God who have gone through bereavement, dear Heavenly Father, their family members. They've lost, dear Heavenly Father. We have some memorial services coming up, Lord God, in July and in August for some of these family members. And so we're asking, Lord God, that you would continue to comfort us. No man can, Lord God. Remember Judy, dear Heavenly Father, Judy Johnson, Brother Johnson's wife, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remember her family, Lord God. We beg of thee, dear Father. Lord, we know that they're still hurting. We know that they're still in pain and sorrow, dear Father. But, Lord, we know that weeping endure for a moment, but you said joy cometh in the morning. Father, likewise, remember Brother Jackson and his family, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for his brother, dear Father, and ask that you would remember them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Remember his nieces and nephews, Lord God, and all of his family members. Remember his daughter, Jada, in a special way, Lord God. We know that you brought her through her surgery, and we thank you for that and ask that you would bless this dear soul, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family. Remember her companion, Lord God. Not forgetting Tina, Lord God, and Angela, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Jackson's other two daughters, Lord God, that he also earnestly prays for, Lord God, and he loves his family, and his son William, Lord God, and all of his grands, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you for this family, Lord God. We've come to know them through Brother Jackson, and so we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember the Belton family, Lord God. We know that little Tatum was down one week with a virus, Lord God, and high temperature. And now, Lord God, little Liam's down, Lord God. And so we're just praying for the family, Lord God, and Brother DeAndre, likewise, dear Father. Remembering Sister Maria with child, dear Father. Pray that you would continue to bless each and every one of them, Lord God. Don't know if they'll be out today, Lord God. They were going to try to, Lord God, push it. But, Lord God, you know, dear Heavenly Father, if they're not able, Lord God, allow them to be able to stay in and get the rest that is needed in their bodies, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless each and every one of us. Thank you for Sister Smith being here, Lord God. Thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. We pray that you would strengthen her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the rest needed in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to be there ever to call, to pull back some of them hours, Lord God, that she's working on this job, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know, Lord God, she's in her 70s now, Lord God. And, yeah. Oh, Father God, we don't want her to tax herself so much, dear Father, that Lord God, she's not able, Lord God, to even take care of her own self, dear Father. So we pray for her, Lord God. We lift her up to you, dear Father. Make a way in her finances, Lord God, that she will be able, Lord God, to walk away from this job, dear Father, and feel, Lord God, that she will be able to maintain on her own. You told us in your word, dear Heavenly Father, David said in the Psalms, dear Heavenly Father, he said, I was once young and now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. She has nothing to worry about, dear Heavenly Father. You told her in the word that if she sought out the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, Lord God, that you would add these things that she needs, dear Father. So help her to step out in faith and to believe, dear Father, that you're able to carry Sister Smith, Lord God. Father, likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being online and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness, Lord God, to the cause of thee. Even in her age, dear Father, she is still faithful, Lord God, and we thank you for that and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her family. Remember her children. Thank you for them, Lord God, and how they care for their dear mother, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that they will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto your name. Father God, this morning, we just want to thank you for allowing us to be here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon us as we go into the services of the Lord this day. Remember the children. We thank you for them being out this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember their mother and their father, Lord God, and their family in general, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we don't take anything for granted. We're looking, Lord, to see souls come out this morning. Remember the young soul, dear Father, that was out on the step this morning, dear Father. We pray for this young woman, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you speak to her heart, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that something was said to her this morning will help her to think about, oh, dear Father, her life, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, she's strung out on the street. She has no home, dear Father, to go to. And she had, Lord God, that looked like, appeared, dear Father, that she was under the influence of something, Lord God, this morning, dear Father, could hardly stand still, Lord God. And oh, we pray for her soul, dear Father, this morning. And Lord, we thank you that, dear Father, that you had the means that we could provide, dear Father, for food for her to be able to get something to eat, dear Father. So we're just asking, dear Father, that she will see the goodness of you through that, dear Father, and want to know more about Jesus, want to know more about the God we serve, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for this soul. We don't know her name, Lord God, but you didn't say we had to know who the person is or what their name is, dear Heavenly Father, but you just told us in the Word of God what you expect out of us to help out, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that you provided so we were able to help and ask that you would remember her, not forgetting Anna likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We remember this young woman who came to us one day on a food pantry day, Lord God, and with one shoe on her foot and one off, Lord God, and she, dear Father, was cold and didn't have anything to eat, Lord God, but she heard the sound, dear Father. She heard the microphones, dear Father, when we were out on the parking lot, Lord God, and she came, dear Heavenly Father, to a house of refuge, Lord God. This is your home, Lord God. This is your place where you have put your name, Lord God, and we are a city of refuge for the lost, dear Heavenly Father, city of refuge for the downtrodden, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to be able to reach these souls, dear Father, that you have sent to us, Lord God. Remember Anna in a special way, Lord God. We trust, Lord God, that she's doing well, dear Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her. Remember other souls, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who came to the food pantry on yesterday and asked that you would bless and be with them. Remember their families, Lord God. Father, we just ask that you would have thine own way. Oh, Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you from the depths of our heart for all that you've done for us, all that thou art doing and going to do. Remember our leaders of this world, dear Father. In a special way, Lord God, our president, our vice president, our judges, Lord God, that sit in these courtrooms, Lord God, and remember our congressmen, Lord God, we beg at the end, the name of Jesus, we pray for their souls, Lord God, get a hold of them, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, that you, because you've told us in the word to offer up prayers and intercession on their behalf, that we may be able to live a peaceable life here upon this earth, and so, Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able to say, Father, we pray likewise. Remember Mr. Dalton, haven't seen him, Lord God, didn't see him last Lord's Day, and we trust we'll see him today, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with his family. Remember little Zen in a special way, Lord God, we beg of thee. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you've done. Thank you for Sister Blake. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful sister of God, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, as she's here with me, Lord God, this day. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the words of exhortation to say, dear Heavenly Father, continue to look down upon her home with favor. Thank you for allowing her and her companion, Brother Maurice, to be married for 48 years, a couple in union, complete union with you, Lord God, and holy matrimony. Lord, we just thank you for that because we know, Lord God, that the divorce rate in our world today is high, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that even through the trials of life and the turmoil and various things, they stayed together, Lord God, and they knew, dear Heavenly Father, that they served a God that's able, dear Heavenly Father, to carry them through any situation, Lord God. And I thank you for them and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Thank you for Sister Millicent being here this morning. And Lord God, we just thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. Many don't know that even on last Sunday while we were up here, she had a fall, dear Heavenly Father, back in the room, dear Father, and hit her head. And we thank you, Lord God, that it was no worse than what it was and that our dear sister has still been pressing on, dear Father, that you have blessed her, Lord God. No concussion. She went in and got checked and did not have a concussion or anything, Lord God. Some stiffness, some soreness, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed our dear sister, Lord God, when we didn't even know, dear Father. Many of us didn't, dear Father, but Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that you watched over, dear Heavenly Father, danger seen and unseen, dear Father. Be with our dear sister. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Lawrence and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, and ask continued blessings upon them, Lord God, and in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita, dear Father, back in the media room, Lord God, and ask your blessings continually upon her. Thank you for our superintendent, Brother Byrene, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, even for the message on yesterday, Lord God. We just can't thank you enough for your feeding of your word, dear Father, and what you're doing for us, dear Lord, because you truly have been good to us. Now, have thine own way in the services, Lord God. We know we have a prayer coming up later on, dear Father. We may have forgotten some names to call out, but Lord God, even in the season of prayer that's coming up, maybe we will remember them, dear Father, and we ask that you would bless accordingly. Have thine own way, and we'll be so careful to stay to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to honor you, Lord God. And Lord, if we forgot to pray about Sister Regina, I believe we did. But Lord, thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for her. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of mercy and love extended unto Sister Regina this day, Lord God. And if you allow her to see tomorrow, she'll be 80 years old. Father God in heaven, thank you for her. Lord, we love her, dear Father. Oh, as Brother even reminded us, there's some of us in here, dear Father, she was the only babysitter that we ever had in this life. And we thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister. Keep her, Lord God, encouraged to run on this race that you have set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Now have thine own way, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Can we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 178. 178 in the worship of the Lord. Emmanuel. 178. name is called Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel. God with us reveals in us. His name is called Emmanuel.
For Emmanuel.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for being with us in the purpose, or in the purpose and in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God
Amen.
For his goodness.
Amen.
We give him glory this morning for all that he has done for
Amen.
Us. Amen. Things that we could not do for ourselves, things that at times mankind does not understand, things that we don't understand, but God always has a purpose, and his purpose is for our good, and so we give him glory this morning. Glad to be in the house of God. And as Pastor Jenkins said, we know there are some who have a desire to be here and are just physically not able, but we know that God is able to be with them and us, and God is able to lift them up, even off beds of sickness and beds of affliction.
Amen.
And that is the prayer of our heart, that our brothers and sisters may be able to once again come out to the house of God. Because we know that because of their faithfulness, we know that whenever God blesses them, even just in the slightest, to be able to press their way, we
Amen.
Know that they're going to press their way and be here.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Because they love the Lord even as we do. We give honor this morning to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her, for his blessings on her and her household and her family, how God's richly, richly blessing her in his word. And through God blessing her, we receive the blessing as well. So we thank God for that. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Amen. Truly, this is a familiar passage of Scripture for some, but it is an invitation, a personal invitation from Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And it's three verses, so we will read it in unison. We'll read it all together at the same time.
Amen.
All right? Again, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Reading together.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Praise our God. Amen. Jesus said, come unto me. Amen. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. There's nothing like the rest that we find in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Rest for our souls. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the invitation that Jesus gave to us. And if we know the Lord and the pardon of our sins, we're thankful that we took the invitation. We took it to heart. We received it. Okay? And we can testify this day that we have found rest for our souls. Okay? We realize that, as Jesus said, in this world we'll have tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so that's some of that rest that we find in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for his word this morning. We know that the Lord also made us promises in his word that we can make requests of him. When we abide in Jesus and his word abides in us, he said we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Yes. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith. Yes. Just a little bit louder, please, Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Smith says to remember all of the saints who are sick and afflicted and body, to just continue to pray without ceasing for each and every one. Amen. Other requests? Yes. Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson says his daughter Jada thanks, as she said, her church family for the beautiful flowers that she received. And Brother Jackson asks us to remember her in prayer that she will rest during her recuperation, that the Lord, she will rest and take the time so that the Lord may heal her. And so we're praying for her body and soul. And remember her family as well. Remember her husband and her son as well. Other requests?
Mr. Blake, let's not forget those families of the men that were killed past Monday. That included in the water. Just remember those families.
Yeah.
Much in prayer. No doubt they were expecting their loved ones to come back. And just
thinking
about them. Hearts are truly broken. See their family leave
and never return, and then they can't even give them a burial because the bodies more than likely are at the bottom of the ocean. So just remember those families much in prayer. Yes. Sister Millicent, to remember the families of those five who were in that experimental
but submersible.
Yeah.
I was going to go down bottom of the ocean to look at the Titanic that imploded, exploded. That you know, they've lost their lives. I believe there was a father and a son was on there, as well as others. But you know, there are things, there are times, things that happen. Sometimes they're just. I'm persuaded there's some things that God is, would just not have man to do. There are things that some things that's just not God's will. And just in reading a little bit about that, they said that there had been warning signs in some of the ones, the previous times that they'd gone down, and they'd had some troubles before. And I'm just persuaded that God was trying to warn them. But if man disregards, doesn't take heed to God's warnings for bodies and souls, then things happen, and they're not good. But same thing with mankind's souls. And they, you know, have to be going down in a submarine to be disregarding God's word and His will. So we're praying. That's why we pray for souls. So we will remember the families of those five who were lost, praying for them in their bereavement, as Sister Milton said, heartbroken. And also praying for their souls, praying for the souls of those families that are left to mourn those loved ones.
Sister Blake, likewise, remember the young lady that was out on the skiff this morning. Remember her much in prayer. As I said, we didn't get her name, but just remember her.
Yeah.
Dire straits, it looks like, 30 years old. Just remember her. Continue to remember the Macaulay family. I want to thank the Lord for what He's doing for them and how He's blessing them. Likewise, continue to remember Sister Toya. She's thanking us for prayers. She's gotten some test results back. She's got some other problems that are existing. So just remember her much in prayer. And remember us as a family of God. And we continue on in the Lord and stand strong.
Amen.
In our faith.
Amen.
Remember Sister Webb. We haven't heard from her today, but remember Sister Webb.
Yeah.
And remember Sister India. She is on listening. So don't know if she's going to be making it out or not, but remember Little Infinity. Her surgery is this week, I believe. I think it's tomorrow. The 26th or the
28th, I think.
The 28th.
Yeah.
Okay, the 28th.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's about Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's remember her much.
Amen. Pastor Jenkins said to remember the Macaulay family, much in prayer, all three of those children, the adult children, the daughters are doing better, the son not as much, but just continue to remember that family, much in prayer, soul and body. We want to be faithful in prayer and continue to remember the young woman who was out on the stoop this morning that Sister Jenkins saw and helped her and talked to her about her soul, invited her to come back, but also fed her need. So remember her much in prayer. We don't know her name, but God knows who she is. And we pray that the Spirit of God will continue to speak to her heart, will draw her back, and so she can will come through the front door and not sit on the back stoop. Remember Sister Toya Jackson as well. Remember her. Lord, would touch her body. She needs our prayers as well. And Sister Webb, Sister Jenkins hasn't heard from her yet today, but so just continue to remember her much in prayer. Sister Webb, amen, Sister Webb. She's online, Sister Millicent says. So we thank God for that and continue to bless Sister Webb. Pray the Lord will bless her and touch her body, give her what she stands in need of, and also continue to remember Sister India, who's online, who's on the phone also, Sister India, and remembering Infinity, who's due for surgery on Wednesday, we believe. And the Lord will bless. We've been praying beforehand, and we'll continue to pray for little Infinity as well. And Lord, to bless Sister India and just give her a calmness and a peace within her to know that God is able to bless her child. Sister Melita. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita's request to remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. She knows that she had was perhaps expecting to have be scheduled for surgery, but Sister Melita doesn't know if she's had that yet or not. So we'll continue to remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. We'll also remember Brother Brandon, who'll be traveling, going to California. We'll pray for traveling mercies for him, and that the Lord will bless, and also Sister Chanel and the children. The Lord will bless them, and also remember Sister Melita and her companion as they help Sister Chanel and the children, the little children, you know, Brandon's children and wife. You know, God is able. God's able to bless. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Dalton. Amen. Amen. Glad to see you this morning. Glad to see you. And Mr. Dalton's request was to remember his daughter. She's gaining the weight and she's hitting her milestones. She said that she might be a little bit on the autism spectrum. So we just continue to remember her in prayer. God is able. God is able. So put her in the hands of God and trust. Know that God is able to touch her and do supply all of her needs. He's already brought her from a long way from being premature. So we thank God for that. Amen.
Sister Carol. I thank the Lord for the prayers of the saints. I thank them for the plants that they sent me, so beautiful, so very beautiful, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord that he woke me up this morning. Last night I had a few pains from my pacemaker, and thought maybe they might have taken an emergency or something, but the Lord blessed, and they took x-rays, and I thank the Lord for it, because the pain isn't there now. It's gone, and I praise the Lord for that. So that he is able. We lean on him. He's able. I thank the Lord to hear that my sister's there this morning.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for her and love her so much. Happy birthday, sis. But I just want to thank the Lord. I have so much to be thankful for. So much to get tell it all at one time. But God is good. He's so good. Continue to remember me in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I thank the Lord for this message already because I know the Lord has blessed her to deliver the message. I thank the opportunities for the prayers of the saints individually and collectively. The precious name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Paul.
Amen.
Continue to remember Sister Jenkins as well. Lord will bless her. Remember Sister Maria, much in prayer. You know, the time is getting close, so just continue to remember her in prayer. Also, Liam has a bit of a virus as well. Brother Byron.
Thanks, Lord, to be here today. Thank you for your prayer. My wife is in prayer. She actually didn't fly back today, but she has the option
Yes. Amen. Amen. We continue to remember Brother Byron. Continue to remember his wife, Judy. Thank God for what he's doing for that family, the comfort that he's giving to that family. And just we continue to remember Brother Byron's wife. She may be coming back today, but she may be coming back on Thursday. But we'll pray today, and we'll pray tomorrow, and we'll pray on till Thursday, knowing that God is able to keep her safe from harm. Amen. Good morning, Sister Maria. Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to see you this morning.
Hey,
amen. Bless the Lord. All right. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. Maria said to continue to remember remember Brother DeAndre. Bless him. The Lord would bless him much. And remember Liam, his temperature wants to spike at night. And then and during the day, he's pretty much okay, but wants to go up at night. And so we know he needs to rest. So remember, just remember their entire family much in prayer. We're thankful. We're thankful to the Lord. Plus, we know that Tatum went through a season of not feeling good, of being sick, but we know that God healed him. And God is able to heal Liam as well. Okay. Thank the Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless her too.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Amen. Lord bless. We're praying for you too, Sister Maria. You see, 2 weeks? Amen. Lord bless. We'll keep praying every day. Amen. All general requests. Amen. All need something from the Lord. Amen. So glad to see Matthew, London, Haley, Grant, and Olivia as well. And Jaslyn. Amen. Thank the Lord. And Liam. I'm sorry, Liam. And Tatum. Call the names of all of our children, all of our young people. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord? The 428. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. We'll just sing verse number 2. We need to cast our cares on Jesus. Verse number 2.
Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, humble in heart and mind, dear Father. We come to you, dear God, because we realize, Lord, that we are coming into your presence, dear God, calling out our cares and our
burdens to you, dear God. But first praising you for being Almighty God. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, dear God. Lord, we would be remiss, dear God, if we didn't at first praise your holy name, dear God. And thank you, dear God, for all the things that you have done, Lord, for us. All the mercies, dear God, that you have bestowed upon us, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, how you have showered us, Lord, with your goodness, dear Father.
Great.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, dear God, and your love, Father, manifested, Lord, toward us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you, Lord, have heard, dear God, each one of the requests, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the hearts that they came from, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you are able to do, dear God, and work your will, dear Father, for each and every request.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the bereaved families, dear God, each and every one, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would provide comfort, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that it's comfort, Lord, that no man can give. Lord, it is comfort, dear Father, that you can't read off of a Hallmark card, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, it's comfort, dear God, that no one can get by giving someone an apple pie or cherry pie or a cake,
Amen.
Dear God. Lord, the provision, Lord, that you make, Lord, to heal a broken heart, dear Father, is
Great.
Something that man cannot touch, dear God.
Amen.
And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would pour out, dear Father, your comfort, dear God, upon hearts, Lord, that are broken, hearts that are mourning, dear God, because they've lost their loved ones, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, and help them, dear God. Lord, save them, dear God, Father, as we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, save them, Lord, from the despondency, Lord, that the enemy will try to bring upon their hearts, dear God. How the enemy will try to make them think, Lord, that all hope is gone. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give them a new hope, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for those, Lord, whose hearts have been broken, Lord, who are missing their loved ones today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the McCauley family in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, dear God. Lord, in touching bodies, dear Father, and Lord, Father, that son, dear God, needs a special touch, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that there are those, dear Father, who have caught COVID and have recovered. And, Lord, there are those who have caught COVID and have gone into eternity. And, Lord, then there are others, dear God, who caught COVID but have not recovered, Lord. But they're suffering, dear God, in body. So we pray, Lord, that you remember that son. Touch him, dear God, in the name of Jesus, body and soul, dear God. For we know, Lord, there's no malady, Lord. There's no injury, dear Father. Lord, there's no sickness, dear God, that one cannot recover from, Lord, once you touch. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, in your mercy that you would touch him. In this we beg of thee in your dear son's name. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon Liam, dear God. Father, you know, Lord, what he stands in need of. And we know, Lord, that you are fully able, Lord, to heal him, heal his body, dear God. Lord, Father, whether it be daytime or nighttime, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch him, Lord, that he not suffer in his body at night, dear God, as we beg of thee. Lord, remember, Lord, Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you give him the rest that he needs, dear God. Help him, dear Father. Strengthen him, dear God, in thee, Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that he's looking to you, Lord, for his help. And he knows that all of his help comes from thee. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would undergird our dear brother. Lord, remember Sister Maria by his side, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done for her, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, for you to supply her, Lord, with the strength that she needs today, the strength that she will need tomorrow. And, Lord, over the next few weeks, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be ever present, Lord, with her, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear Father, Lord, that even as she will go through her travail, dear God, Lord, you will bring forth this child, dear God.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with her, Lord. Hold her up, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, give her the breath that she breathes, dear God, every day, dear Father. Lord, give her, Lord, the extra stamina, Lord, that will be required, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, she's looking to you, dear God.
She knows, Lord, that even as you brought her through, dear God, with Tatum and with Liam, Lord, so you will bring her through now. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord, have your show yourself mighty, dear God, on behalf of our dear sister Maria, dear Father. Be with her. Bless her, Lord. And we know, Lord, she's praising you now, Lord, and we know, Lord, she'll praise you then, Lord, as we are praising you now, Lord, and we'll praise you then. Lord, just continue to bless, have your way. Lord, we pray, Lord, your healing, dear God, for Brother Jackson's daughter, Jada. We thank you, Lord, for what you've already done and, Lord, what we know you're able to do, Lord, even as she recovers, dear Father. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. Strengthen her day by day by day. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember her husband, Lord, and her son, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, dear God, Lord, that she is acknowledging the prayers of the saints, dear God, and the love, Lord, that the saints have for her, dear God, and she's calling us for her church family. And, oh, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for her soul, because, Lord, we want her, Lord, to just surrender it all to you, dear God. Lord, we can feel her love for us, dear God, and truly we love her. Lord, we want her to love you even more. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, speak to her heart, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Carol in a special way, Lord. So good to hear her voice this morning, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless her, dear Father. Lord, she was feeling some pain, dear God, but we know, Lord, you're able to relieve that pain. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, she says the pain that she was feeling, Lord, she's not feeling it now. And so, Lord, we know that you have already touched, dear God. Lord, we didn't even know about it, Lord, but we know Sister Carol cried out to you, dear God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, you've already touched and blessed her. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her. Strengthen her, dear God. Lord, we don't view this as a setback, dear God. We just view this, Lord, as you are just working, dear Father. Lord, increasing our faith, dear God, to hold on to you, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you just continue to bless her, be with her, keep her encouraged, Lord, and help her to know, dear God, that, Lord, we're just holding her close to our hearts, dear God. Father, we're thankful, Lord, even for the birthday greeting, Lord, that you gave to Sister Regina today, dear Father. Lord, and sending her love to Sister Regina. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that family love, dear God, as well as the love of Christ, dear Lord. And Father, we pray, dear God, that we know these two sisters are close, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you just continue, dear God, to bless them both, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Byron. We thank you for him, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon him, dear God. Remember his companion, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you gave her traveling mercies to arrive in Florida, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just direct, dear God, as to whether she returns today, dear God, or whether she comes back later in the week. But, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, Lord, whatever it is, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your will would be done. We pray, Lord, that you would bless her and protect her in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for her. We're praying, Lord, for her body, soul, mind, and spirit, dear God. Help her, help Judy just to know, dear God, that we've not ceased praying for her, dear God. And, Lord, we're just praying also for her family in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Remember Sister Webb, dear God, in a special way, dear God. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Lord, whatever decisions have to be made, dear God, whatever reports, dear God, the doctors come back with, Lord, you know all about it. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that your will would be done. For we know, Lord, Sister Webb has surrendered to you, dear God. And so we pray, Lord, that you would touch and heal, dear God, according to your divine will, Lord. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember her family in a special way, dear God. Father, we don't know, dear God, but that they may be led to you, dear God, even through the trial that Sister Webb is going through, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would have your way, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to answer the saints' prayer through faith. Lord, we may pray, Lord, that you remember Sister India in a special way, dear God. Blessed be with her, dear God. Keep her strong. Keep her encouraged, dear God. And remember Infinity in a special way, dear God, as we know she'll be going through her surgery, dear God. And pray, Lord, that you would bless this little child, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would heal her, dear God, according to, Lord, your mighty power, dear God. And we know, Lord, that you're able.
Thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes on the phone this morning, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just continue to be with her. Bless her. Bless her family in a very, very special way, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for her loving children, dear God, and her grandchildren, dear God, all of those, dear God, who do for her every single day, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for their love and faithfulness, dear God. And even as they're an example, dear God, who for a younger people who are coming along, how a child must honor their parents. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for them. Continue to bless Sister Holmes, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Melita's request, Lord, for Sister Ruth. Father, we pray, Lord, you continue to be with her, Lord, if she's going through the surgery, dear God, or whatever the schedule is, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to bless her, Lord, and bring her through. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bless her. Keep her encouraged, dear God. Remember Brother Brandon as he'll be traveling, dear God. Be with him, Lord. Keep him safe, dear God. Lord, be with him, dear God, even as he's in California, dear God. Bless him, Lord, in the air and on the ground, dear Father. Lord, be with him. Bless him, Lord. Help him to know, Lord, that the saints are praying for him and for his family. And remember Sister Chanel and the children in a very special way, dear God. This we ask of your dear son. And remember Sister Melita and her companion, Jaslyn, Lord, as they're helping out with the family, dear God, even in Brother Brandon's absence. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Millicent's request, dear God, on behalf of the families of those who lost their loved ones, dear God. We know, Lord, that mankind, we know that your word says that God created man upright, but man has sought out many inventions. And there are times, Lord, when these inventions of mankind, dear God, cost them their very lives. So, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember those family, dear God, Lord, whose loved ones perished, dear God. Even it seems to my heart, to my mind, understanding, Lord, it seems needlessly, dear God. But remember, Lord, those families, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear God. Lord, they perhaps, I'm sure they, in their own minds, they don't quite understand, dear God, that, Lord, you know, Father, and you're able, Lord, to provide, dear God. None of us know, dear God, when we're going to leave this world, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember those families, dear God. Lord, who are bereaved, dear God, of their loved ones, dear God, who perished in that way. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless us, bless in this service, dear God. Remember our pastor, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint her, dear God, touch her in her body, strengthen her, dear God. Help her, Lord, to stand to proclaim your eternal word, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Smith in a very special way, dear God. Father, we ask, Lord, you to pour out your blessings upon her. Strengthen her, dear God. Bless her, Lord, soul, body, mind, and spirit, dear God. And remember, Lord, her request, Lord. She's happy to see the children here today, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you just continue to bless and encourage Sister Smith, dear God. Help her, Lord, to hold on to your unchanging hand, dear God, even to be an example before her loved ones, dear God. Lord, just continue to remember, Lord, our unsaved loved ones, dear Father. Lord, that they would, Lord, turn and seek you, Lord, while you may be found. Bless, have your way, Lord. Remember Mr. Dalton, dear God. We're so glad to see him today, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon his daughter. We know that Pastor Jenkins prayed for him and prayed for his daughter, Lord, even at the very beginning of service, dear God. Lord, we're bringing her to you once again, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you have already blessed her, dear God. And Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would just continue to bless. We're thankful, Lord, that she's hitting milestones, dear God, that she should hit. But Lord, the doctors are saying it's possibly a touch of the autism spectrum that's there. But, Lord, you know all about it. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able. Lord, we don't doubt you for a moment. And we know, dear God, that even if it be so, dear God, Lord, you're still able to bless, dear God. You're able to bless through everything and anything, dear God. Though we know that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And so when we pray in the name of Jesus that God might manifest his power in all things. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would remember Mr. Dalton's daughter. Remember Liam. Lord, remember all of our children, dear God. You know, maybe even some of our other children, dear God, who have been diagnosed with learning disabilities, dear God, or whatever. But, Lord, truly you are able, dear God, to bless in all things. And so we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God. Lord, and whichever way it goes, dear God, our hearts say amen to your will. Bless, dear God, this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Yes, he is. Praise our God.
Is thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And before you two offer prayer for the morning offering, I just thought the Lord's brought to my mind a sometimes we get a phrase that we say from time to time and it's maybe a habit, maybe something that was passed down from tradition from others who have stood here when it was time for morning offering. But the phrase is, I've come before you to lift the morning offering. I'm not lifting anything except the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm before you to pray as we bring our tithes and offerings into the Lord's storehouse, thanking the Lord for his goodness to us and asking him to give us wisdom to know how his provision is to be distributed. And so I'm going to offer prayer at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us. Lord, uncountable blessings, Lord, that you have provided for us. And so we thank you, Lord. And Lord, there are times, Lord, when we just feel so humble, Lord, because you do so many things for us, dear God. And it's just, I believe there's a song poet that song starts out, I stand amazed.
Yeah.
Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us.
Amen.
So, Lord, it's truly, dear God, not grievous, Lord, when we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. For, Lord, you've given us so much more. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon us, dear God. Lord, that we, even our very lives, Lord, might be a living sacrifice unto thee, dear Father. Holy and acceptable unto thee, dear God, because as your word says, it's our reasonable service, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And so we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and use them to your glory and honor. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon each gift and each giver, dear God, Lord, that we might be to your praise and to your glory. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these offerings as only you can, dear Father. For we know, dear God, that, Lord, even a little is much, Lord, when you touch it with your mighty hand.
Yes.
Have your way in us, dear God. And truly, Lord, it is a privilege, dear Father, to bring our offerings to thee.
Yes.
Have your way. Bless those, dear God, who are in need, dear God, who don't have to give. We know, Lord, you're able to pour out a blessing such that they'll not even be able to receive it all. Bless us, Lord, again, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Along the way of life are many foes that daily war against my soul. But constant victory my Savior gives to me as I press on to the goal. On the winning side, I'm on the winning side, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. Though I may be in the fray, my soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side. With Jesus, the battle may be long and hard to win, and Satan's hosts may press me sore. But so I may be tried, I'm on the winning side. I shall triumph. multitude of warriors of the cross. He is here, he's ranked to bravely fight. They never shall retreat, nor ever know defeat. They are winning for the right.
On the winning side, I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side with Jesus. So hot may be the fray, my soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus.
With courage and my soul out to my heart, for Jesus I will loyal stand. So on the winning side, triumphant I abide, I still stay fully. I'm on the winning side with Jesus. So hot may be the fray, my soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. On the winning side, I'm on the winning side, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. So hot may be the fray, my soul may boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus.
Amen. 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 Are you on the winning side?
Yes. Yes.
I have yet to see anyone say, I want to be on the losing side. I have yet to, but whatever it might be,
amen,
sports or whatever, no one wants to be on the losing side.
Amen.
And so we have to come to the Lord.
Amen.
That's the only way to be on the winning side.
Amen.
And we have to stay with the Lord.
Amen.
Because I've not yet seen a contest going on where someone is on the winning side. Think of someone is on the winning side and say, well, I think I'm going to go over to the losing side.
My.
But if we're serving the Lord and we go into back in sin, that's a switching sides.
That's right.
Because God has no concord with the devil.
That's right.
Amen. So if we're serving the Lord, let us continue to serve.
Amen.
Faithfully. Stay on the winning side.
Amen.
And be triumphant. It said triumphant, I abide. Abide means to stay.
To remain.
With the faithful holy band. Amen. Thank our God for service thus far. But we know that we need his word. We need it in the best way.
Amen.
And so we're going to offer prayer for Pastor Jenkins before she comes before us, bringing the word of God. Shall we stand? Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have already felt. We thank you, Lord, for how you have prepared our hearts, dear God, to receive the seed of your precious, precious word. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, as our hearts receive your word, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us understanding. We pray, dear God, that you would give us clarity. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to take your word, to eat all of it, dear Father. Lord, that our souls would be fed this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to have your way. Bless, dear God, and the power of your word. Lord, we think, dear God, of the psalm puts that as we gather here in thy presence, Lord, on consecrated holy ground, that we all may bear witness now for thee. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Praise God.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would send the power of your word down.
consuming sin and dross. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit is able, dear God, to save a soul today, dear God. Lord, and wash all that sin away. Dear Father, we pray, dear God, that you would send the power of your Lord, that we might be strengthened. Lord, that we might, dear God, be justified if we need to be justified. Lord, that we might be sanctified and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, Lord, we know, dear Father, that's what you require in your word. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, your anointing upon Pastor Jenkins. Touch her body, dear God. Touch her limbs, dear Lord. Strengthen her, dear Father. Oh, Lord, open her voice, dear God. Lord, give her utterance, dear Father. Let your spirit have his way, dear God, even while she's yet speaking, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would take his liberty in your dear servant, your precious servant, Pastor Jenkins. Bless us, dear God, to receive your word. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would have his way in our hearts, dear God, as your word is preached to us. And, Lord, that you would be glorified in it all, dear God, in the transaction of preaching and in the transaction of hearing and obeying your word. This we ask in the name of your precious son, Jesus. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Truly, we thank God for another blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time, and thank God for his goodness, for all that we've heard today, and giving honor to his name. Amen. Thank God for Sister Blake. Thank God for her being here and her the beautiful prayers that the Lord has blessed her with today, and thank God for each and every one of you, likewise, that are here. Thank you for your support, your prayers, your love. Truly, can't do it without your prayers. Can't do it without your prayers, especially with God leading and guiding and directing us and all things that are righteous in his name. I trust you have your Bibles today with you. I ask you to open them up, especially to our young people, to hear the word of God and know that this word is for you too. I know you're growing older and getting older by the days, and we are too, but you're growing up to a point in time. You're at a time where decisions have to be made in your life. I know some of you are sitting on the cusp of turning 18, if the Lord lets you next year, and others are getting closer and closer to that. But I say to you, remember the Lord. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You've heard enough word to be able to turn your life over to the Lord and to know what it means to serve God. I know we're living in a time where people would say, well, they're young and they've got all their life ahead of you. No, I believe one of the people on that little sub was 16 years old. Or was he 19? 19 years old. We don't know where death lies. We don't know when a decision might be made by someone or whomever it might be that may take our lives out of this world. And so it behooves all of us to make sure we are ready to go, to make sure we know the Lord, make sure that we're serving God. I say to you, as the word of God says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You may think, well, Sister Renee, that's a little harsh, but no, that's the word of God. Because things come at you in this life, things you're dealing with, as Sister, I believe, said, even on yesterday, maybe the other day, that we have not had to deal with. I believe it was on Tuesday. We have not dealt with the same things that you're going through right now that are happening in this world. Each time there's a new generation, more and more are becoming more further and further away from God. Amen. My. In our hearing, we read Matthew, the 11th chapter, 28 through 30. Let us go back to that scripture reading so that we can get the subject that the Lord has laid on our heart to share with you today. Thank God for all those that are online, that have called in, not able to get out. Thank God for the testimonies we heard today and the blessings that God has blessed the brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we thank God for that. Verse 28, Matthew 11, Lord bless. Jesus is saying these words. He said, come unto me all, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let the Lord speak to your heart this afternoon as we consider the thought, Jesus, a place of rest.
Amen.
Jesus, a place of rest. In our scripture text this afternoon, Jesus has given an open invitation for all that labor and are heavy laden to come to him. And he said he will give you rest. This invitation is over 2,000 years old, yet it still stands today, right now. When we think of rest, we oftentimes think of relaxing. We think about sitting down for a bit or taking a quick nap. But in our passage this morning, Jesus is not speaking about a physical rest. He's talking to us about spiritual rest. Rest for one soul. Rest from the burden of sin. Rest in him as our Lord and Savior. And he said, in order to find this rest, one must take his yoke upon thee. You see, when we submit ourselves to the authority of Jesus Christ, we will discover the freedom, the restfulness, and the peace that many talk about wanting in their lives in our world today. If you are under the sound of my voice this afternoon, and you are tired and worn out from living a life of sin, our Savior Jesus Christ is speaking directly to you. He has given you a personal invitation. He is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, you can be free from the bondage of sin. We're told these words in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, in the 16th verse. He says these words. He said, thus saith the Lord. He said, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. I know, saints of God, you know this scripture quite well. You know, this is where the prophet was told to speak to the people. They had religious leaders that were there that were trying to comfort the people, and they were trying to comfort them with words that were not from Almighty God. They were trying to comfort them in a way that God did not like what they were doing. Let us go back a little bit to verse 10 to get the connection so you can understand just a little bit more what they were trying to do. You see, no matter how we try to express a comfort or do anything, if it's not according to God's will, it's not going to be accepted by Almighty God. People have got to come to God Jesus' way. When he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus is saying, you've got to come the way of Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't get into the kingdom of God except you come my way. He says there in Jeremiah 6, verse 10, these words. He said, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? He said, behold, their ear is uncircumcised. We're living right now in a time, saints of God, where people's ears are uncircumcised. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear about serving him. They don't want to hear about a loving God that woke them up this morning and allowed them to be in the land of the living. All they want from Almighty God is God to bless us, for God to prosper us, to God to allow us to make a lot of money, but we don't want to serve him. And he went on to say here, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Are we seeing that right now in our time right now in which we
we are living. The word of God is unto them a reproach. Many don't have a delight even in the things of God. There are some who profess to be saved. They don't even have a delight in the things of Almighty God. Oh, it saddens me, saints of God, when I hear there are some who may be able to be out to hear the word of God, and they find themselves, well, my children are in volleyball, my children are in soccer, I gotta go here, I gotta go there. But what about the house of God? What about your service to Almighty God for all that God has done for us? He goes on to say, therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. This was the prophet speaking. He said, I am weary with holding in. Oh, my, my, my. He said, I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days. My God in heaven. He went on to say, and their houses shall be turned unto others. He said, with their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand. This is God speaking through the prophet. He said, upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. Are we not seeing God move upon our land right now? Are we not hearing about floods and various tornadoes and various things that are taking place, decimating places? He went on to say, for from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Are we seeing that sin is universal right now in our world today? We're seeing there are those who even claim to be children of God aren't even standing. Those who claim to be ministers of God, they're unfaithful to the call of God. Many of them are not living according to the word of God. I know this was back in that day, but saints of God, I believe it is speaking to us right now in our time in which we are living. He said, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Oh, that is happening right now, in our time right now. People are telling people, oh, it's okay. Oh, you're all right. You don't have to worry about anything. Oh, you're young. You don't have to come to God. That's not true. Because the word of God is speaking to young people as well as to old people. Death is not just for old people. Death is for the young as well as the young as well as the old. He went on to say, were they ashamed? He said, when they had committed abomination. Oh, we're living in a time right now. People are not ashamed of anything. Not ashamed to walk up and down the street and say it's prideful to tell somebody that God made you wrong. Not ashamed to turn around and believe that you're transgender and all these things that we're seeing happening in the world today. People are not ashamed. He said, were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay. See, these things are against God. Abomination is against Almighty God, and it's hateful to God. He went on to say, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. We're living in a time people don't even blush. We're seeing it, people in their dress and how they look and how they do things. They don't even blush. There was a modesty. There used to be in a day and time where people were very modest. It wasn't, not anymore. He said, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Getting to verse 16. He says, stand ye in the ways. See, God wants us to be steadfast, saints of God. He says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Oh, we don't want the new stuff that's going on today. Oh, we want to stay where we are, saints of God. We want to stay where we're hearing the truth of God's eternal word. You see, God doesn't send you away from truth and have you go someplace that is not speaking the truth of his word. Oh, if truth is being spoke, God wants you to stand ye in the old, in the ways, and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Look at what he's telling us. He said, and walk therein, and ye shall find what? Rest for your soul. See, if you go out of the way of Almighty God, you're not going to find rest for your soul. He said, but they say, we will not walk therein, and that's what's happening today. People are saying, God told me to move and God told me to go here. Oh, God, don't direct you away from truth. Amen. God, don't direct you into error. Amen. God don't direct you from what he has said in the eternal word of God. God won't have you sitting at home contemplating, where shall I be going, when God has you going to a house of God where the word of God is being taught. Oh, you may say, well, Sister Renee, that's harsh, but that's the word of God. Because God wants his people to be flourishing. God wants us to be full. God wants us to be filled up with his word. He wants us to hear the word of God. I thank the Lord this morning. We heard the testimony. There are some I know that are not here, but you don't hear those testimonies what the saints are getting up and saying, how good God has been to them, how God has blessed them. I think about when Sister Regina got up this morning about the goodness of the Lord, and her birthday, Lord willing, is on tomorrow, and how God, if the Lord allows her to see it, she'll be 80 years old. Oh, we thank God, and she was thanking God for her family of God. So you can't hear that sitting at home. You can't hear that when you're not in the house of the Lord. Praise our God. And then we got Brother and Sister Blake got up this morning and thanked the Lord for 48 years of marriage and thank God for their testimony, how God kept them. Oh, and they use that one scripture, to use the scripture that, you know, that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And she said, oh, I think that also I found a good thing when she found Brother Maurice. Oh, thank the Lord for that. And then Brother turned around and he brought another scripture from Proverbs and spoke about how good of a wife she is, that she will not bring evil to him, but will be good all the day. You can't hear those testimonies when you're not here. Oh, thank God for the saints of God. He said, also, I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to thy sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. That's the time in which we are living right now. But Jesus is saying, come to a place of rest in him. You see, this is not a fairy tale that Jesus is saying. This is something Jesus is encouraging other people to do, is to come. He's inviting you into a life free from sin's bondage. He is saying, if you come to me, you will find rest for your soul. You see, Jesus has the power to make you free. If you want to be free, Jesus says, come to him. Listen to what he said to those Jews that believed on him in John, the 8th chapter and the verse 31. I know you know these scriptures well, saints of God, but it does us good to go back over, because every time we get into work, we find just a little bit more to be able to go over. Look at what he says there in John 8, verse 31. Praise our Lord. He said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. So you got to continue in the word of God in order to continue to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't save us, and then we're just allowed to say, well, you know, I'm saved now. I can go about what I want to do. No, he said, you've got to continue in my word. Then are ye my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise our God. You see, the plea Jesus is offering is the essential, is essence of salvation, I ought to say. Salvation is coming to, salvation means that we have come to Jesus Christ. It is not about coming to the church. It is not about coming to a creed. It's not about coming to a man or a denomination or an altar, but salvation is about coming to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are told these words in Acts the 4th chapter, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise our God. Also in 1 John 5, verse 12, we're told these words, he that has the Son has life. Do you have the Son this afternoon? Do you know? You know Jesus Christ. He said, if you have him, he said, you have life. He said, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. All these passages of scriptures, they are letting us know that salvation can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone. He is the only one. He is the source for all mankind. Notice in Acts the 4th chapter, the word must. If you want to escape hell's fire, if you want to enter into the glories of heaven, then you're going to have to go through none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He alone can save you. He alone can save the soul of mankind. How many believe that this afternoon? How many know what I'm talking about? If you do not have Jesus in your life, then you are dead still in your sin. Don't let the enemy of your soul fool you. Don't let the enemy tell you that all you have to do is say, I believe in Jesus and I'm all right. Oh, no, it goes more than that. You see, if you have not believed in your heart and you have not made a confession with your mouth unto salvation, then you are not saved. Turn with me to Romans and look at what it says there in that passage of scripture. Romans, the 10th chapter, says these words. He said there in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. See, a confession has got to be made unto salvation. There are many walking around and saying, I believe that there's a God in heaven. I believe that there is a Jesus is the Son of God. That is just head knowledge. That is not a heart belief. That is not a heartfelt saying that I know personally Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. He said there that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise our God. You want the rest that Jesus is speaking about in our scripture text, and you must come to Jesus. You must surrender your life to him. And when you do, you will be a new creature in him. And the new life that you will live in the flesh, Paul says in Galatians, the 2nd chapter and verse 20, will be lived by the faith of the Son of God. Turn with me to Galatians, the 2nd chapter. Praise our God. And look at what Paul says here in this scripture. Trust you have your Bibles and you're following along. Truly, I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God that is left on record for us, saints of God. Thank God we can eat as much as we want. We've said this before. Spirit's bringing it back. We can eat as much as we want to eat of the word of God. Oh, and get just as flat, fat, and plump as we want, but long as it's in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there, he said in verse 20 of chapter 2 of Galatians, he said, I am crucified with Christ. This is what Paul was saying. Paul has been crucified. When you're crucified with Christ Jesus, I mean, you have died to that old man. You've died to that old self. You've died to that old covetousness. You've died to those old ways. And now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're no longer still walking around. If you used to swear and curse, you're no longer walking around swearing and cursing. If you used to lie and cheat, you are no longer lying and cheating. If you used to steal, you're no longer a thief, because now you've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You see, when you say Christ is living in you, that means he is indwelling in you. And when Christ is indwelling in you, you are not going to live a ruthless life. You're not going to live like the devil. You're not going to do things that are not according to the will of Almighty God. He said, Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, that's key right there, saints of God. Jesus Christ gave his life for you and I. Jesus Christ died on the cruel cross. He knew no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. But he went to that cross and died that we might be redeemed back to God the Father. He was the only one that was worthy to be able to do it. Moses wasn't worthy. David wasn't worthy. Abraham wasn't worthy. Isaac wasn't worthy. But the Lamb Jesus Christ was worthy to deliver us back to Almighty God. Why? Because he never sinned in his life. Moses had sinned. had sinned in his life. Abraham had sinned in his life. Isaac, all of them down through the quarter had sinned. But Jesus Christ is the Lamb of Almighty God. Praise our God. He was worthy. Praise our God when he was there in the Garden of Eden and in the Garden, dear Father, of Gethsemane, when he was there and he was weeping over the fact that he had to go to the cross for you and I. Jesus didn't give up, saints of God. Thank you, Lord, that you stay there. Thank you, Lord, you love me that much when you was down praying to Almighty God and you were there with your other disciples and you were there with Peter, James, and John, and they did not have it on their mind. They did not feel the same burden or the same thing that you were feeling at that time. But thank you in the name of Jesus that you stayed there, Lord. You stayed before your Father. Why? Because you had me on your mind. You had the saints of God on your mind. You had mankind in general on your mind. And you knew that the only way that we could get back to God the Father was for you to taste of the cup. And you took that cup and went to the cross for each and every one of us. And we can say, praise the Lord this afternoon. Why do we praise him? Praise the Lord because he's been so good to us. If it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for him going to that cross, where would you and I be today? Praise his holy name. Praise his name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you loved us that much. Praise your name.
Amen. Amen.
He said in verse 21 of Galatians, the second chapter, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. You know, many are frustrating the grace of God today. But Paul was saying, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Praise our God. We got to love Jesus Christ. We got to trust in the way that Jesus Christ came and how he saved us, saints of God. Praise our God. When you come to Christ, he's not calling us to walk alone. He's calling us to walk with him. He knows that we cannot live this life on our own. He goes with us and enables us to be able to live for him as we yield our control of our lives to him. This is why the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, was given to us from the Father. Turn with me to John, the 14th chapter, and look at what Jesus says there in the 16th verse of that scripture. He says there in John 14, 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide. Sister just told us what the word abide means. It means that he may remain with you. He will be our helper, helper for believers. Brother spoke about this. Brother Byrene spoke about this in our Sunday school review, how we have the Holy Spirit, how back then, when Moses was there, and God called upon those elders, brought those elders to Moses. He said the same spirit that Moses had will be upon them, letting them know that they would have the spirit upon them. The spirit wouldn't be dwelling in them. Why? Because they weren't the priests. They were, but God was going to have the spirit of God to be able to guide them. The same thing when someone comes to Almighty God, a new convert comes. Oh, when they come and give their life to Almighty God, the spirit of the Lord is upon them. Why? How is that, Sister Renee? The Spirit of the Lord is upon them because the Spirit will guide them into all truth. The Spirit will tell them as they start out their walk with Almighty God. The Spirit of the Lord will let them know, this is the way you got to go. Go over here. Do this. Don't do that anymore. The Spirit of God will speak to you. If you're truly saved, God will send his Spirit upon you to help you in this world. But then when you receive the Holy Spirit in dwelling of the Holy Spirit within, when you go on to your second work of grace and you are sanctified and you've gone through sanctification, the Spirit of the Lord will indwell within you, and then you will walk in the statutes that God has placed in the Word of God. You won't be stumbling around. You won't be struggling to live for the Lord, but you'll be able to live for Almighty God. You'll be able to tell somebody that I live free from sin. You won't be staying around talking about questioning whether you are or whether anyone can live free from sin in this life. The Bible says that we can. He said we've got to live righteously and holy in this present world. And if the Bible says that we have to do, God would have never said something in the Word if it was impossible. God would have never told us that my children are to live free from sin. God would have never put it in the Word if we were not able to do so. But when you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, you're able. Praise our God. I found that to be so. Amen. You don't have to live like the world. You don't have to steal. You don't have to curse and swear and cheat on your companion and all that kind of stuff like the world, people in the world are doing. No, you can live holy for Almighty God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in John 14, verse 17, he said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the world can't receive the spirit of truth because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth. Oh, this is what we're talking about. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise our God. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You see, we are not in this thing alone. True rest in the Christian life comes from surrendering to Christ's control. Jesus tells us to look at him as an example. He said he is meek in our scripture text. He said, and lowly in heart. You see, our Savior was completely yielded to his Father's will. We are told in Mark 10 that Jesus was sent to this world to serve. Verse 45 says, for even so the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The word even in this passage of Scripture reminds us of who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. If anyone who ever walked on this earth should have been served, it should have been Jesus Christ. You see, he could have commanded legions of angels to do his every bidding. Instead, he walked many dusty miles serving those around him. He could have come to this world as a king and been born in a palace with servants and great wealth. But instead, he was born in a stable. He was born in humble poverty. He did not come to be served, but he came to serve. Hebrews 9, turn with me there to Hebrews 2, verse 9, and look at what it says in that scripture reading. It said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Thank God that he was our substitute. Thank God he loved us that much. Praise our God. Thank God our salvation is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, he got down into the mud, so to speak, with fallen men so that he could lift us out, that he could change our condition before Almighty God. Truly, we have much to thank him for this afternoon. As the hymnal says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? Where would I be? When we trust Jesus by faith, we are given rest. When we serve him faithfully, we find rest. There is a rest that gives us peace with God and a peace of soul. There is a rest that comes from serving him. There is joy. Have you found the joy in the Lord? There's fulfillment in serving Almighty God. Also, there is happiness that can be found nowhere else in this life, in this world, but in Christ Jesus. There's something special about being in the center of God's will and having the center of God's will for our lives. If you want true commitment, come to Jesus for salvation. Praise our God. Yield to his will for your life, serving faithfully. I found that to be so, saints of God. Oh, when serving Jesus, no matter what the world says, the world may look upon us in a bad way. The world may look at us and may not think that we are beauty. The world may look at us and may not think that we are nothing. Oh, but not in Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's why he said he'll beautify the meek with what? Salvation. Praise our God. We're beautiful in him. Praise our God. Oh, the fullness of peace and rest are found under the burden of his yoke. To be accepted and used by the Lord is a blessing beyond words. Have you found that to be so, saints? To be used by God in a mighty way. I thank God. God used Brother Byron in a mighty way at the food pantry. He's using Brother in a mighty way on Wednesday night. And I thank God for it. Thank God I was using all of us in a mighty way. Oh, using the teachers in our Sunday school class who are teaching the lesson. Thank God. You think about it, saints of God. Oh, the months are going by so fast. Back in May, look how God used Brother Levester and Brother Maurice in a mighty way to teach us the word of God. Look at all that we received just in 1 week of time. They couldn't even get it all in because time was going. There's so much in the word of God for us to draw closer to Almighty God. Look at the mighty way that God is using these brethren. Oh, we thank God for it. Look at the mighty way he's using the sisters. Look at the mighty way he's using even in the ministry back there with the media. He's using Sister Melita in a mighty way. He's using Sister Millicent, who teaches Sunday school class, along with Sister Blake. Oh, he's using all of us. Sister Smith, who teaches the young people. Thank God for it. God can use all of us in a mighty way. Oh, even those that may not be able to do a lot of things right now. You may have your children. You're not able. I know you, Sister Belty, uses her in a mighty way. Oh, he allows her to be able. She makes the bread for ordinance service. Thank God for Sister Carol was doing it, but Sister Carol passed it on down so that she can learn. That's how we grow. That's how the church of God continues on after we're gone. Praise our God. Oh, Jesus' church is not going to stop just because you and I die. There are many saints that have died and gone on, but the word of God still must go on. Souls still need to be saved. We still need to walk in the truth of God's eternal word. Who would have thought that God would use me to stand here before you? Oh, when I was a young person right here in the house of God, I never thought that God would use me. There were many who were saying it. Oh, but I remember Sister Carol, she said to me, she and many others were saying that God had called you to the ministry. I can remember saints of God, and oh, I'm not glad, I'm not glorying, and I'm sharing the testimony that the Spirit is bringing back to my mind. I can remember when Elder Weber called for me to preach. Oh, I was in so much fear. I remember calling on Sister Blake to pray for me. I thank God. I want to be used by God and wherever God would have me to be. If it's not here, wherever, Lord, you want to use me in the house of the Lord, use me up. I want my cup to be running over for Almighty God. I have settled it, and I know you have two saints of God. Live or die, I am the Lord. Praise our God. I'm not looking back. I'm not going back out to in the world of sin. I don't want to live that life anymore. I thank God for the life he has given me now in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. I know you thank him too. Oh, thank God. You know, sometimes we forget to say thank you to the Lord for all those and the things they're doing. I shared with Sister Millicent downstairs this morning. You may say, well, Sister Renee, how does this have a resting place? Oh, but this all ties right in because the Spirit of the Lord has given it to me. And I said to Sister Millicent, I said, I failed to say thank you for all the beautiful Father's and Mother's Day gifts that God showed you to give out. And some of the beautiful things that we received and from those gifts, I thank God for that. I thank God for this sister. Thank God for all the work that she does and how she goes and she picks up those that need to be picked up. Thank God for that, using her own vehicle from time to time. Oh, saints of God, we've got a beautiful family of God. Sister Regina said it this morning, I thank God for my family of God. Oh, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I thank God for the love that is shed abroad in our hearts, how God has knitted us together. Oh, we had some rough roads, saints of God, but look where God has us right now. Oh, we are walking hand in hand, helping each other, holding each other up. Remember Aaron and Hur when Moses was up there. Oh, and how they turned around. Oh, when Moses couldn't hold his arms up and they were coming down, they propped him up. They held him up, and the army of God was winning. That's what we got to do for one another. Remember what the word of God says, arm sharpened arm. How do we sharp each other? You may be sharp in a scripture over here. You may know the word of God over here, and you may be able to expound a little more. You are here to sharpen me, and I'm here to sharpen you. And when we come together, we can rub those arms together, and we sharpen one another for the Lord. Amen. We can run for Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all the good he has done for us. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. To the yoke of Jesus is light and easy to carry, because it is the yoke of repentance and faith followed by a commitment to follow him. Those of us who are saved, we aren't burdened down in our walk with the Lord. We don't find his commandments harsh. We don't find God's commandments dreadful. This is what Brother John said, was saying to us in 1 John, the 5th chapter, in the 3rd verse. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Oh, God's commandments are not harsh. They're not dreadful. They're not grievous to you and I. Saints of God, when we serve the Lord, we live out the scriptures that we read and the scriptures that we hear and the word of God that is being preached. We validate our salvation when we walk humbly and obedience to the commandments of Almighty God. We do what he says for us to do. We love God, so we do not sin against him. We love our brethren, so we do not sin against our brethren, because we know that if there's sin in the camp, that God may not bless the entire camp. Something may happen. I encourage you to read Joshua the 7th chapter, when there was sin in the camp, and Achan had hidden the things amongst his things, and all that sin caused them to have so many things happening. But God told Joshua, he said, get up. He said, search the camp. There's sin in the camp. Oh, saints of God, we've got to make sure we're all living according to God's word. We don't want anything to come. We've got brothers and sisters that are down sick. We've got brothers and sisters who need our prayer. We've got young people, young children that have some medical condition. They need our prayer, saints of God. So we don't have no time to have sin in our lives. Praise our God. We got to live for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Obedience to the word of God is proof positive of the spiritual birth in you and I. Turn with me to 1 John, the 2nd chapter. Look at what it says in verse 3. He said, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. You can't say, I know God, and I'm not going to go according to the word of God. He went on to say, and he that saith, I know him and keep him not his commandments, is a liar. See, this is the word of God. Many people are lying on God. When you hear people say, when you hear people say that I'm just a sinning Christian, I can't help but sin, that's lying on God. Amen. He said, he that saith, I know him and keep him not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. Have you found that? Hereby know we that we are in him. Praise our God. And in 1 John, the 4th chapter, turn over there. He says there in verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, when you're serving God, you'll know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. You've sat at many funerals at different places and heard things that are not true, not according to the word of God. You don't have to say amen. You may be sitting there because of a loved one or someone you know, and out of respect you go. But you know truth from error. Praise our God. And Jesus said in John 14:15, he said, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. You see, a heart that desires to obey the word and will of God is a converted heart. Now that we're saved, we have a desire to live for God that did not exist before our salvation. Say to the lost this afternoon, have you RSVP'd to Jesus' request? If not, what are you waiting for? You see, Jesus has invited you to come to him. He's saying to you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You say you want peace in your life? Then come to Jesus Christ. As I said, I truly thank God for the message he gave Brother Byron on yesterday at the food pantry. The title was, Have You Taken Your Medicine? A Great Physician. Brother shared with us Christ's words to the Pharisees in Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 12, where the Bible says Jesus told them, For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Brother was saying that, you know, many times, you know, many of us have cared for the elderly people and we've cared for loved ones. And oftentimes the doctors have prescribed them medication. And then they get to the point, they say, well, I don't want to take that no more. Don't give me that no more. Well, he was letting us know, this is what Jesus has said in the Word of God. Jesus said, I've given you the Word. I've given you my life. I died on the cross for you. I've given you everything that you need. Why won't you come to me? Why won't you take up your cross and follow me? Oh, that's where we are in this day and time in which we live, saints of God. Jesus is pouring out his heart to mankind right now. We are in the last of the last days. We're seeing it on every single hand. I believe it was Sister Blake that mentioned it. And if I'm wrong, please forgive me. But I believe she mentioned it. That we are hearing of people, and it may have been on a Tuesday or maybe right here. But she mentioned about how we are hearing of people dying. And it's not just one person. It's multitudes of people. 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 people dying at one time. We're, you know, the last Lord's Day, it was also not only Father's Day, but they were talking about it was Juneteenth. And they were going on, and all these people and all the celebrations people were supposed to be having because of the emancipation, all these various things going on. And many were shooting, doing nothing but shooting and killing one another. All you heard of was killing. Look at the things that are happening in our land right now, saints of God. We've got people marching up and down the street. And I believe it was either yesterday or today they said this is the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade, that, you know, the law. And a year ago they took it and the Supreme Court said that that law was not in effect anymore. Look at all the people that are out there right now protesting all up and down the street for women's rights. A women's right to be able to choose what to do with their own body. Women going out and doing things that are against their body and laying down when God has said that if marriage is honorable, the bed's undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Many are laying in fornication and committing fornication and then going and aborting a baby. That is sin. That is against God. You may not like these words, but that's what the Holy Spirit has given to me to share. Oh, and we're living in a time now we're protesting. We're out on the street because we want women's rights, equal rights for women, various things that are going on. Thanks of God, our world is in a turmoil right now. We're seeing it on every hand. I say to lost souls, do you see the things that are going on? Do you hear the news? And every time you hear in the news, there's an explosion over here. There's a bridge collapsing over here. There's a street or a highway that's caving in over here. All of these things are the signs of the end of time. You need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to heed his warning, heed his invitation, because he is inviting you to come in. Praise our God. See, Christ's sole mission when he came was to seek and to save that which was lost. We're told in Luke 9, verse 56, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy man's lives, but to save them. Christ didn't come to destroy our life. He came to give us life more abundantly in him. Praise our God. He came to redeem mankind back to his Father. His invitation to come in our scripture reading is to all that labor and are heavy laden. As brother said on yesterday, don't let the harvest pass you and you are still not saved. It's time to get saved. Yes, Jesus is bidding you to come to him today. In John 6, he's made a promise to all that reply. He said in verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. What a blessed thought this is. Praise God. You see, God the Father
has given his precious gift to his son for all who will place their faith in Jesus and be saved. Do you need soul rest this afternoon? And if you say, yes, I do, then come to Jesus. God is interested in your life. He's interested in your salvation. He cares about you. He cares about where you will spend eternity. How do we know that God cares? We know God cares because of what he did. We are told in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Praise God. That's the love of God, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God's love for us is unspeakable. None of us that are saved can understand it. As the hymnal says, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. But oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Praise God. Are you glad he did? And I can say now that I've experienced this new life in Christ Jesus, I don't want to ever be separated from Almighty God. Praise our God. I want to run on, saints of God. Oh, I know what he has promised me in the word. I know what he has said in the word of God for all of us that go on in him. Sister mentioned it in her prayer. When she was praying, the Lord Spirit of the Lord gave it to her. John 14, turn with me there for a moment. When Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Thank you, God, there's trouble all around us. We don't have to let our hearts be troubled and burdened down by all the trouble that's going on in the world around us. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe God? So if you believe in God, he said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Do you believe that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you? Do you believe his word was left on record for each and every one of us? He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Do you want to live with Jesus? If you do, then you got to come. You got to come Jesus's way. Come to Jesus Christ. He said in the word of God, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The only rest that mankind is going to have is in Jesus Christ. Then he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You got to get in the word and learn about what Jesus Christ is all about, why he died for your sins. What is he doing right now? He is sitting as the mediator between God and man. He's on the right hand side of God on the throne of grace. He is sitting there mediating for mankind. He's saying to his Father, not yet, not give them another chance, Lord. Give them another chance, Father. Allow them one more time. That's what Jesus is doing right now for souls. Amen. You continue to turn away from him. We're told in another passage of scripture back in Genesis, my spirit will not always strive with man. One day the spirit of the Lord is going to stop wooing you. And then you're going to be lost forever. Jesus said, if you die in your sins where he is, you cannot come. So will you come to Jesus? He's calling you to come. Oh, sinner, come home. You see, his love is unending. God's love is an eternal love. Because he is an eternal God, his love for us is unselfish. His love is the greatest thing God ever did for any of us. His love is an everlasting love. God's love will endure throughout the ceaseless ages of time. God's love will endure all testing, all trials, all attempts to try to snuff it out. Love is the greatest virtue that was shown to us through Jesus Christ. It's also, it is nothing, and God asks nothing in return from us. God's love is one of mercy. You see, he has merely given every soul an opportunity to repent and to come to him. When we come to talk about the love of God, We are overwhelmed to think about all that God has done for us. Think about the sovereign creator, the one before whom Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah 6, verse 3, the angels sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, that he would love us, that he would look down on little old you and little old me, and he would love us. Oh, but he tells us that it is so. Praise our God. You see, his love is unmerited. Man in his fallen state is unrighteous. He doesn't fear God. He doesn't love God. He doesn't seek God. The sinner will not, and he cannot turn things around on his own life. There's no work he can do, no sacrifice you can make to lift yourself up from your sinful condition. It requires God's love to rescue a sinner man. We're told these words in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Man is described in this scripture as being dead in trespasses and sins and fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Oh, and then we come to verse 4. Oh, I love verse 4 of this scripture reading. It said, but God, praise our God, who is rich in mercy for his great love. You think about it. It says his great love. Wherewith, why is his love so great? Because he gave us the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. Praise our God for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Praise our God. Oh, but God's divine intervention. Man was ruined by the fall. We were justly condemned, and we would have been on our way to destruction. But God, it is God who interrupted all the dark scenes of our life. It is God that came in and took that away, saints of God. You think about it. When the scripture said, and you has he quickened who were dead. We were dead, meaning that we were all the way in trespasses and sin. We were dead in them. We were living our lives that way. He said, where in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of this. But look where you are today. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God for God's divine intervention. What great love that he would not only deliver to those who were his enemies, but graciously love them. God's love is eternal. There was never a time that God did not love his people. We're told in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verse 3, these words, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, have I loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. God's love is great. It is everlasting. You see, God did not just declare that he loves us, but he demonstrated his love. Oh, we read, turn with me to 1 John, the 4th chapter, in verse 9. My. Look at how he demonstrated his love. He said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Oh, that's what God did for us. Praise our God. He said, herein is love, verse 10, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus Christ was the atonement for our sins. Praise God. He was the one that stood in the gap, saints of God. Oh, saints of God, could be no greater display of love than for God to send Christ to endure suffering and wrath at the cross, that justice might be satisfied and grace might be bestowed upon us who are unworthy to receive it. His love is further manifested by the spiritual birth. We're told in Romans, the 5th chapter, in the 5th verse, these words. He said, in hope
maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, praise God, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Think about that. The Holy Ghost is given unto us. Praise our God. Given to us to do what? To teach us, to guide us and to direct us. Oh, what a comfort to know that the Spirit helpeth our infirmities and maketh intercession for us when we groan, which cannot be uttered. Oh, praise our God. God's love is unwavering. We are told in 1 Peter 3, verse 9, these words, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. Oh, my. God is not lazy. God is not unconcerned. Praise our God. Our God knows exactly what's going on. Praise our God. He is waiting for mankind. He's not slack about coming back. I believe it's 2 Peter, I should say. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should. You think about all these things that are going on, and you hear people say, well, Sister Renee, why does God allow it? Why does God allow? The word of God is telling us right here. But is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? To repentance. That's what it's all about with Almighty God. My. He loves us that much. He loves mankind that much that he's waiting for mankind to come to him. 1 Timothy, we're told these words in chapter 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's what God wants. He wants all mankind to be saved. God's love, his grace, and his mercy, which he shows to both the just and the unjust, are meant to draw people to change their mind about him, to change their mind about the way they are living their lives, to change from an old wretched man to a new man in Christ Jesus. God did not make mankind to live down low and dirty. God did not make mankind so that mankind will be sleeping on back stools and on benches and down in gutters and various things that are going on in our lives. Mankind, as Sister said, in the word of God, God said he made man upright, but man has sought out many inventions. Man has sought out things that are outside of the will of Almighty God. Man has devised all kinds of things that are causing folks to be in sin. We've got drugs and various things that mankind is creating, and it's causing many that are right now living on the street. Many don't even have a home to live in. Many don't even have a roof over their head. Why? Some are strung out on drugs. Some are strung out on alcohol. Many have lost out on various things. I saw a man this morning when I was going to the store, been out all night at Hollywood Casino. He had on his clothes coming from the casino. The world is drawing mankind into these things. Why? Everybody wants a rich, quick scheme. Everybody wants riches upon top of riches. But I say to you, come to Jesus Christ and you can have it all. Why? What are you saying, Sister Renee? I know we've gone over this scripture many times, and this is one of Sister Holmes' favorites, but he tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You don't have to worry about your bread and water when you seek out Jesus Christ first and foremost in your life. When you're making priority, he will supply all your needs. You can say, as the psalmist says in the 37th division of Psalm, verse 25, I was once young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why? Because you sought the kingdom of God. You're living for Almighty God. And he said, your bread and your water is sure. Praise our God. Oh, and then he lets us know in another passage of scripture. I know I was looking for this scripture on last Lord's Day, but the Spirit gave it to me today. He says there in Proverbs 13. Look at this. Verse 22. He said, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children, children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for who? The just. praise our God. Saints of God, we have nothing to worry about when we're living for Almighty God and we're walking according to God's word. Saints of God don't have to worry about their bread and water. They don't have to worry about whether they're going to be able to pay their utilities. Why? Because God has already made provision for it. He said, I will supply all your needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus in Philippians 4:19. Have you found that to be so? Have you found that he has supplied everything that you need? God wants you to draw to him. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to live for him. I know, saints of God, we're living in a time which is bursting with all kinds of problems. And most of them are woefully unsolvable by the human means that are going on right now. Mankind is trying to enact all kinds of laws to take care of various things. You can't legislate sin. You can't override all the things that are going on. And that's what we're seeing right now. We live in a world that is filled with a lot of doubts and fears. Very few people seem to have any real certainty about anything. They have doubts about the economy. High gas prices. Milk prices going up. Gas prices going up. Inflation. They have doubts about the wars that are going on right now. Oh, we saw it and heard in the news this weekend, even though the war is over there with Russia and Ukraine, you know, there's some things that were transpiring when they were going to have a civil war with right within Russia. Oh, because why? Mankind is fighting up against mankind. And these things are happening. Everybody wants to be elevated above. Everybody wants to be on the top. Everybody wants to be the head honcho, so to speak, as they say. You see it even when we're driving. You're driving down the road and you're down the roadway. And next thing you know, a car, if you're driving on a two-lane roadway, next thing you know, a car will come around you on the left-hand side, and you'll see it just run in front of you. And you're thinking, where are you going? But everybody wants to be in first place. But remember what Jesus said, when you enter into the house, ask for the lowly seat. Ask for the seat back in the back. Don't want to be always sitting up in the front. Because, see, we are all servants of Jesus Christ. And that's how we serve Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank God that we have a future in him. Thank God that we know that he's gone to prepare. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. Praise our God. People now are concerned, how long will this stuff last that's going on? How many lives will be spent in the pursuit of victory over there and all these folks fighting? Doubts are rising all around. What kind of life or future are our children and grandchildren going to have? How long am I going to live? Will I get some dreaded disease? Am I going to get cancer? I'm going to get something. See, these are the doubts that are going on in our land right now. I'm not saying we're exempt from them, saints of God. We may get cancer. We may get some dreaded disease. We may die being in a grocery store to somebody, because the Bible said the same afflictions that are in this world will be in us. But we can rest in Almighty God. We don't have to worry. Let us not waste our time worrying about what we have no control over. But let us serve Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah, the first chapter. Lord, bless us. Allow me a little bit more time, saints. Praise our God for what it says in Isaiah 1. I believe these words, saints of God, that the prophet wrote about ancient Israel apply to the state of our world today. He said there in verse 5, he said, why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt, meaning rebel, more and more. Are we seeing that right now? People are just rebelling more and more and more. The whole head is sick. You know, we say America is a great country, and yes, it is. I thank God that we live here. Oh, but America is sick right now. Sin has ruined our country in many ways. We have many lawmakers that are in sin. They live their lives in sin, and they're doing everything. They've gotten into positions, and they're sinful people. They don't They're not leading according as God has said so in the word of God. He said the whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. He said from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness. Oh, saints of God. He said no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. My. See, we can't reduce the pain that's going on in our world right now. No matter how much you slap ointment on it, no matter how much you try to put a Band-Aid on it, we cannot mollify it. Only God can. Only God can cure. I know that the wickedness in our world today is causing many to wonder if there is a God in heaven, but yes, there is. And if so, why does he allow these things? Yep, God exists, and he is what the scriptures say that he is. You see, God has a purpose, and God has a plan, and his eternal decree will stand. We're told in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 39, but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found fighting against God. People are fighting against God right now. You can't overthrow God. God has a message for the world that he created. And he declares without doubt. He says in Isaiah, the 46th chapter, in verse 9, he said, I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. Praise our God. He said, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. My. Jesus also told us in Matthew 16, that upon this rock, he said he would build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. See, the power of the devil and all the instruments that he's using, they're never going to be victorious against God. The devil nor mankind can overthrow the kingdom of God. God knows exactly when he's going to intervene in this world, saints. He does not forget, nor does our God lie. He does not change. He knows what events need to take place before he starts to shake this earth in a way that has never been shaken before. I say to the lost this afternoon that are listening in, our Jesus is coming back. The scriptures reveal to us in Acts 1, verse 11, the same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Hebrews 9, verse 28 says these words, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He was our substitute. He paid the sin debt that we owed in full. He now has invited us to come to him. He's inviting you to come to drink from the fountain of the living water. And if you want to make heaven your home, when this life is over, God is requiring you to RSVP him in response to his invitation. You see, God created all things that exist, including you and I, according to the word of God. We're told in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then throughout the book of Genesis, we read of God's creation. And we are told in verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That included mankind. His creation was perfect in every way until sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. Man was created with the gift of choice and free will. Satan tempted them and they chose to disobey God, causing all people, all mankind, to be born with a sinful nature. We're told in Romans, the 5th chapter in verse 12, these words. He said, wherefore, as by one man, see, it only took one man. Sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But God loved us so much that he had a plan of redemption. We're told in John 3, verse 15, it says that whosoever believeth in him, meaning Jesus Christ, his son, should not perish but have eternal life. His plan of salvation is available to all in the form of an invitation to spend all eternity with him. But we must choose to accept God's plan. And if we do not accept God's eternal plan, then God's eternal judgment is inevitable for the lost soul. Oh, saints of God, we have lost family members. We have those that are truly out of the ark of safety we've been praying for. Many have lists that they bring on Tuesday, calling out names. And there's nothing wrong with it, just sharing with you what the saints of God are doing on Tuesday when we come for prayer meeting. And they have lists of family members and friends and neighbors. Oh, we've heard of neighbors in the neighborhood. Oh, neighbors around this church. We're in this world. We're praying for souls to be saved. But we know we're in a time right now, and it saddens me, that there are many groups of people who do not believe in the message of salvation. Some profess to know Christ, but the Bible says they have not been washed from their filthiness. Jesus told us in Matthew, the 7th chapter, in verse 21, that not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Some have heard of him, but they do not want to acknowledge him. Others believe that he is a myth. Others believe that he's just a good boy. He was a good son. He was the carpenter's son. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. You see, saints of God, the scripture lets us know that we still have a lot of work to do to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. God wants all to hear this message. He wants all to come. It's the reason why the scripture commands us to preach and teach the gospel throughout the earth. There are those who have heard or seen the invitation, but they are willfully choosing to reject it, and they're willfully choosing to deny it. As brother said on yesterday, the medicine for healing is there for them to take. However, they refuse and do not want to take it. Jesus Christ is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He's got his arms stretched out telling you to come, but many will not come. And then there are those who don't believe in a God. They don't believe in a creator, nor anyone or anything that has control over their lives. We're told in the 14th division of Psalm, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And also the Bible teaches us that one day all will see him. All will have to kneel before Almighty God. We're told in Philippians 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. You see, people don't realize that the God of all creation has control over their next breath. He has control over their next heartbeat. God is the one that's going to allow your heart to beat. God is going to allow is the one that's going to allow you to rise up the next day. If he allows us to see tomorrow, if he allows us to see next week, next year, we don't know. It's up to Almighty God. But yet mankind will not hear him. Mankind chooses to ignore God. They know he's there, but they don't want to do anything about it because they have a love of this world that we're seeing right now that's going on. Paul said these words to Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Just hang in there with me, saints, just a little bit. He says these words. He said, this know also in chapter 3. He said, this know also that in the last days, he said, perilous times shall come. Look at what the list that he gives here. He said, we're going to have to break this list down one day, but the Spirit of the Lord will give it to us when we need to break it down. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. He said, covetous, boasters. Are we seeing that today? Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. Oh, we have some people who are so out of control right now. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. This is the way of many today. And they think that their life is going well. They think that they are too busy for God, too busy for church, too busy for the things that God would have for them to do. They had to have fun days for their family. And fun days now are on Sunday instead of on Saturday. So we have fun days. They look around and they say, well, we're in good health. I've got a bucket list I want to go through. But never anywhere in there do they say that I want to serve God. Many of them just say, the sky is the limit. You'll hear people tell their children that. Oh, you can be whatever you want to be. Saints of God, many feel that they don't need God because life is going good for them right now. But I say to our young people, trust God. And people can trash God all they want. They can trash God's love and they can say they don't need it. They can ignore him. But God is always going to have the last word. He's going to be the last man standing, so to speak. You may think that you can buck up against God, but you can't. In the end, he speaks and man lives, and he speaks and man dies. And then there are those who acknowledge the invitation by trying to live the Christian life, by doing good, loving their neighbor. They might even carry a Bible. Might have been saying, I'm baptized. Maybe singing Amazing Grace. Trying to pray. Trying to keep commandments. But in all outward appearances, someone would say, yeah, they're a true believer. But Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. Isaiah 64, verse 6 says, but they are all their filthiness. It's just all their goodness is just filthy rags. You see, no matter how religious someone might believe they are still eternally lost if they have not come to Jesus. You see, the reason is that God requires an RSVP in response to his invitation. And you have to either accept it or you're not going to be spending eternity with Jesus Christ. You think about it in the natural sense as we bring this message to a close. You may receive an RSVP to go to a wedding. You may receive the RSVP to go to a baby shower, a dinner. And they asked you to let them know to respond by a certain date to say whether you're going to come or not. And if you don't, oftentimes in the life, sometimes they'll let you in and other times they won't, especially at a wedding. They may let you come to the wedding. But if you have an RSVP, whether you're going to eat or not, you might not sit down and be able to partake of the food. Because why? They've got to order that food in advance. God has in advance already prepared our home. And God is looking for the RSVP to respond to his invitation. Required in order for us to gain salvation, to gain entrance into the kingdom of God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, who can be there? Oh, in Revelation 7, verse 14, look at what it says there, and I know you know this scripture well. He said, and I said, sir, praise our God. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Saints of God, we're going to go through something. Come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Praise our God. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Praise our God. For the Lamb, Christ Jesus, which is in the midst of the throne. You think about it, saint. I know, I think it was Brother Byron that said, a friend said, well, what are you going to do all the time you're up in heaven? Look at it right here. Praise our God.
Amen.
For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. Praise God. Jesus is going to feed us and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. Praise our. What you going to be doing there? You're going to be drinking from the living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their. Praise God. Have you RSVP to Jesus?
Praise God.
You see, time is winding up. Soon and very soon, Jesus is coming back. We don't know the day nor the hour. But God has sent his son to suffer and die on the cross in our place to carry the burdens of our sins for the entire world. If you don't know him, fall down on your knees right now and humbly submit yourself to God's eternal will. Praise our God. That is the only way that you're going to ever be able to be there with the Lamb, Jesus Christ, which is in the midst of the throne. And he's going to feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Praise our God. Let those of us who are saved be absolutely certain that we have RSVP'd to God's invitation. Let us make sure that our peace calling is an election sure with Almighty God. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, a place of rest.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Just lets us know that without Jesus, we can't have any rest.
Amen.
We can't have any rest at all, but only in the Lord. Only in Jesus. And we can only have it in Jesus through faith.
Yes.
Because there are some who hear the word as Pastor Priest. Some who hear the word and reject it. They hear the same word that we do. But it's not mingled with faith.
No.
And without that, there can be no rest in them. As she was preaching, I was looking. She had taken us to the second chapter of Hebrews. And my hand flipped and I flipped the fourth chapter of Hebrews. I was looking for all that she said. I was just reading just a few scriptures in that fourth chapter. Because if we're in Christ, we still have to be vigilant. That first verse says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to fall short of it.
Mm.
We don't have it made. We've got to be vigilant.
Amen.
It says, verse 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. We heard it today.
Yes.
But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. If you've heard it today, is it mixed with faith in you? Because it won't profit you if not. If you're not willing to stand on God's word, to take a stand and continue to stand on God's word, then it's not being mixed with faith. It's one thing just to sit and listen, but sound can bounce off of a wall.
Amen.
Sound can bounce off of the side of your head, but if it doesn't enter your heart, the heart's ear is where it has to enter in. Amen. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Jesus is the place of rest. As he said, As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You see, God's plan was from the foundation of the world. But we have to, in order to enter into that rest, we have to have it mingle with faith in us. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and Pastor talked about that. God rested on the seventh day, but that was a pattern for us. God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest,
So we have to rest from those works of sin, that old heart. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Don't let unbelief be your undoing. Don't hear the word of God and then just go on. Because in order for a change in our life to be manifested, we have to prove that we do believe.
Yeah.
With the mouth to say, I believe, it doesn't profit anything if the heart is not changed,
Amen.
If the life
Amen.
Is not changed.
Amen.
Because people do a lot of talking. But where's the proof of a change in their life and heart?
Exactly. Amen.
Because if there's been no change, then unbelief is barring the way into rest,
mm-hmm.
blocking it. Again, he limiteth a certain day. And Pastor talked about this. The Lord, there's a certain day of salvation, but if that day is past, then for an individual, there is no more opportunity. There's no more access to God. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, not to everyone, but to the people of God. And past pastors said, you go to funerals and people say, oh, they're resting in peace, when you know they lived a life of sin. They're not resting in peace. And Pastor has said this so many times. Not every grave that has R.I.P. is resting in peace.
Amen.
But there remaineth a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works. We have to have ceased from sin.
Amen.
As God rested from his works.
Mm-hmm.
Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Jesus, that place of rest. Let us labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
We don't want to fall. Amen.
After that same example of unbelief.
Amen.
Jesus, our place of rest. If you're not in Jesus, we beseech you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Amen.
I will give you rest. Come unto Jesus.
Yes.
Shall we stand?
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord. But shall we
stand?
Amen. Evening light, number 415. Will you come? He's calling.
You come. You're calling. Amen. Bless. Calling today. Number 415 in the evening light. Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He will surely bless your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him, the mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and talents too? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you?
to Jesus, do not tarry. He has paid the ransom, ransom call. Faithful in his active service standing, though the world around him sin is small. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Will you come? You can't do what the world is doing.
No.
That third verse said, will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. You can't even say, well, I'll do it next week, because to tarry is to put your soul in danger.
That's right.
For all eternity. Don't wait. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Said, will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. He has paid the price your ransom cost. You see, we couldn't die for our own sins on a cross. We were not,
that's right.
We were not worth. We had a taint of sin on us. Jesus was the only sinless one. He was the only one who could die for our sins. And he paid that price, even though he'd done no sin. He did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. And yet he died. He paid that price. He is the ransom for our sins. It says, faithful in his active service standing. So we've got to, if we've been saved, if we've been redeemed, we've got to be faithful. We've got to be, it says, act faithful in his active service standing. We can't say, well, I used to know the Lord. You hear a lot of people say, well, I used to go to church, but I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. Well, no. We have to have active standing in the Lord, because there is no used to be in God. Amen. It says, though the world around in sin is lost. I was thinking of the scripture that Pastor Jenkins gave us, where the people were told to seek the old path, the good way. Yeah, in Jeremiah. And they said, we will not walk. And I was struck by the fact it said, we will not walk. Another scripture she gave us, they said, we will not hearken. And I thought, they're following a multitude to do evil.
Yeah.
And it seems like the enemy emboldens people if they think they've got some others with them. But each individual is going to stand before God in that day of judgment. And God is not going to say, well, what group were you with that followed me? Or what group were you with that did not follow me? It's what did the individual do? Because each individual will have a place either in heaven or in hell. So we can't follow the crowd. We can't follow the world. We can't say, well, I won't be saved because I'm afraid of what some others will think. I'm afraid of how they will look at me. The question is, how does God see? Praise God. Will you come? If you don't know him, will you come? Earnestly serve God. And it's not a, well, I'm getting things together in my life. I'm getting there. I'm getting there slowly. Well, you know, the race that we're running is before the Lord. We cannot run our own race. We have to run the race that God sets before us. And if we're not given to God or submitted to God, you can't run anything.
Amen.
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 Praise our God.
Amen.
This is the day of salvation.
Yes, it is.
If you don't know the Lord.
Amen.
And when we say know the Lord, not just, oh, well, I read in the Bible and I read about God. No, knowing the Lord is knowing that you are living for him.
Amen. You're saved.
And that you're saved.
and that there's no sin or condemnation in your life. That's to know the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord knows all about you. Praise our God. If you don't know the Lord, won't you come?
Amen.
Won't you come? Jesus gave the invitation. The pastor said it's up to us to RSVP.
Amen.
And we hope that you answer in the positive way.
Yeah.
Please don't say no. Please don't, because in saying no, you're rejecting the Lord. Don't anger God. We're told that he is angry with the wicked every day. Don't let God be angry with you.
Amen.
Come to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Won't you come? That fourth verse says, time is flying, and indeed it is. For each and every one of us, it doesn't matter how young or how old. A day is 24 hours for each of us. Time is flying. Jesus is coming again. Will you come? Is there one? The need. Is there one who doesn't know the Lord the way they would like to, but will raise their hand and say, remember me in prayer?
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. And that fourth
verse. Amen.
Till you come to Jesus, time is flying. Do not wait a moment, come just now. Many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet repenting now. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him? For mercy call, will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Amen. Thank God.
I just wanted to say that she made it plain.
Amen. Praise the home that she made it play. Amen. You heard the message. It is now yours.
Amen.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer and thank him for the truth. Shall we pray? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, for the word that you have given. We know, Lord, it's from you, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to measure to all of your word. We thank you, dear God, for your messenger, dear Father, who, as Sister Holmes had made it plain, it was clear. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, and we thank you, dear God, for giving her liberty in the spirit, dear God, and allowing her to deliver her soul, dear God. Knowing, dear God, that that's the word that you gave to her, dear God. And she could not rest, dear God, except she had given it to us. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for her faithfulness in bringing us your truth. And we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to seek the rest that can only be found in thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are souls, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray, dear Father, that they would come to you, dear God. Lord, while, Lord, there is yet time, we pray, dear God, that they would come to you, dear Father. Lord, while you're calling in mercy, dear God, we pray, dear Father, that they would come, dear God. Lord, that they might have rest, dear God, from sin, dear God, and self. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the hands that were raised, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Father, they raised them, dear God, in honesty of heart. And so we pray, dear God, that you would supply, Lord, the needs, dear God, Lord, for each hand that was raised. We know, dear God, that you're able to save to the uttermost, dear God, all who will come to you, dear God, in faith. And we know, Lord, that without faith, it's impossible to please you. For, Lord, your word says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that that reward is rest in thee. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you'd remember, Lord, each upraised hand. Bless and have your way. Lead, guide, and direct, dear Father. And, Lord, is there any, dear God, who have taken, Lord, a path, dear God, that, Lord, it's not your will for them? Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would show them, dear God, direct them, dear Father, to get their feet turned back into the right path. Lord, this we beg of thee. Have your way, Lord, and help us, dear God, to be lights in this dark world, Lord, ever abiding and walking in truth. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any who would like to express themselves?
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. That's an expression. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, dear God. Announcements for Sunday, June 25th. This is the final Sunday in June. And as I see that, I just realized that when we were getting ready to bring our offerings in, I didn't mention this is the fourth Sunday, and the special offer for today was for missions, but that would not have affected what you put in the plate anyway. So, praise God. No one will say, I didn't listen. Oh, well, I'm going to change the amount I put in. No, that's safe. Saints don't do that.
Amen.
Saints are easy to be entreated. Amen.
Amen.
And since we pray for God to use it according to his will, Lord, it's yours.
Amen.
Amen. Our meditation was Psalm 25, 1 through 3. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Amen. Amen. We have nothing to be ashamed of in the Lord. We have two cards here. The first says, thank you to the Church of God family. It is with immense gratitude I write thankfulness of having the love and support and prayers as I navigate this delicate time. Having the voice and prayers of each of you truly gives me strength. Much love, Judy, Brother Byron's companion. We continue to pray for her. That was her thank you card. We have another card. The outside of the envelope says, please let this giving be anonymous. Thank you. So there was a donation that was given. And on the front of the card is Snoopy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So there was a contribution made anonymously. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Cake for June birthdays and anniversaries in lower auditorium after service. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn it back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week, Sister Regina Cunningham, on the 26th. Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Tomorrow. Praise our God.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Our thoughts for today. If you've been searching for a sign in your life, here it is. And there's a red sign, kind of resembling a stop sign, but on the sign it says, don't stop praying.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for service this day. Actually, for services this weekend, for the service yesterday, Free Pantry service, and Sunday school today, and morning service today. Just thank God for his goodness to us, to each and every one of us. Thank God.
Amen.
All minds are clear. Don't forget, there is cake downstairs for June birthdays and anniversaries.
That's good, too.
Amen. Shall we stand? Sister Maria, would you dismiss us with prayer and bless, ask God's blessings over the cake and thank him for the cake as well.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
Sister Holmes?
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a good afternoon, okay?